Florida now, but God cleaned in the Mid-Atlantic region when the Mid-Atlantic region was the East Coast.
My name's Kathy. I'm not a... Boy, I can't sing. My clean date is July 15th, 1975. And I had a thought this morning. Now, this is just a thought. I'm not going to change NA. I was just thinking that, you know, I talked to someone from Chicago, and they had a meeting, and it was called the Longtimers. And I thought, it's kind of a gentler way to call people with some time Longtimers instead of Oldtimers. I feel pretty good about being old, surviving. But the Oldtimer thing sometimes... I'm 65 years old, and I feel it too. I got clean in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I was thinking throughout the convention here that I got clean with 5 guys. There wasn't another woman that came in NA in Harrisburg for 2 years. And so these guys that I got clean with, 4 are still alive. We still get together every 5 years and talk about, you know, what's going on with us, mostly health and medical stuff lately. But these guys, I was 23 years old, and they taught me how to do everything. I learned how to shave my legs by these guys. We went to the store together and got me my first pair of pantyhose. None of us could work. None of us knew much about recovery or NA. We had a white book and 3 other pamphlets, and you know, we did work the steps before 1983, before the basic text came out. We were just a little slow at it, and we were all learning from each other. And we grew up together. I grew up in Narcotics Anonymous, grew older in Narcotics Anonymous. I think that I have to thank those guys. You know, I got to thank them every time I share, every time I get up here, because without them propping me up, I wouldn't be here today. I stayed in Narcotics Anonymous because of service, sponsorship, and grace. And I used to hear those stories about there's no time in NA, you know, when I first came around. And we were all pretty young. We were young people in our 20s. And pretty oppositional, I would say. And somebody had said to us, if you don't have meetings to go to, then start some. We used to travel from Harrisburg. None of us had a car either, so this was interesting looking back on it. We traveled from Harrisburg to Williamsport to Eaglesville, Pennsylvania, to go to meetings every week. And sometimes we'd borrow somebody's car and tell them we'd be right back. And whatever we had to do, you know, to get there. And I'm really grateful, you know, for that time in my life, because we needed to be busy doing something. And I had a sponsor who didn't have a sponsor, because before her there wasn't anybody here. They were out in California, which was the Mecca, you know. If you're in Pennsylvania and you can talk to somebody in California, then we were connected. And The people way out there on the other end of the telephone were the people that were helping us to grow and to hang in there and stay and keep the doors open. My first home group was in the basement. They always put us in the basement. And that meeting is still there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And same furniture. Looks the same, you know. And, you know, we had to have meetings in places where people would have us. And we were a little rough, so when we would go somewhere and ask them if we could have a key to their building, the first year that we were at, that I went to my home group, they came and let us in every week and let us out in an hour. And it took about a year until they gave us a key. And those kinds of things were what gave us character, you know, made us think that somebody was looking at us and not in the way that they looked at us before. Sometimes they were amazed and would shake their heads. We had something to say, and that was that addicts recover, addicts get clean, not all addicts use drugs. And we said it a lot, and we said it loud, sometimes too loud. And I think that I would have never dreamed that, you know, 42 years later, that I would be standing up here talking. And it's really hard to remember. One thing about getting older is you remember things better, you know. They're a little funnier, a little lighter. And we took everything very, very seriously. And when we would go to meetings, we would open that meeting and we'd stay in that meeting until everybody got done sharing, no matter how long it took. And we didn't tell each other to go to 90 meetings, 90 days. I remember I went to a meeting every day for 7 years. And when people started saying that, go to 90 meetings in 90 days, I thought, geez, you know, I came in just a little too early, I guess. And, there wasn't anything that ever happened to me in Narcotics Anonymous that hasn't helped me be a better person. Everything I've learned about life, I've learned here. I don't know if anybody in this entire room is on Prograf or not. That's what you take when you have a liver transplant. And I had one of those in 2008. And I thought that we were in a convention in Italy, European convention in Italy, NA. And I didn't feel very good. And when we came home, I thought it was in menopause. And I had never been sick a day in my recovery. Never broke a bone, never gave birth, never did anything that was going to make me go to the hospital. And I found out that I had stage 4 cirrhosis. And they told me I'd be dead in a year. And so it was a little surprise. And I think at that time, coming back from the convention, and finding that out changed the way that I looked at the world and the way that I looked at NA and the way that I was living my life. And I was pretty content to rip and run and serve and have a voice in NA. And I never had to really have any help from anybody except the guys I got clean with. We all supported each other. And so... my connection with the higher power wasn't the strongest, and somewhere along the line, they said I'd be dead in a year, and I was on the transplant list for 2 years and 2 months, and after about a year, they told me I had cancer, and I remember looking up and saying, is that all you got? I can do this, and I didn't do anything. I didn't even know what my name was. People used to dress me in the morning. They made me quit smoke because they were afraid I'd set myself on fire. So there was no way that I was going to take credit for surviving and thriving through that whole experience. I never stopped going to meetings. I never stopped believing in Narcotics Anonymous. People called me from all over the world, people I didn't even know, and told me that they were pulling for me. We have seen each other grow old, and some of us die from secondary things and things that were a result of our addiction. And if you stay here long enough, don't use and you don't die, we start burying each other. And some of my favorite people that have been in my life, I have buried clean. And so when we think about the film, Jimmy was there, and I met him one time, and my husband and I don't want to tell his story. I've been married for 45 years, clean for 42. So we've seen the best and the worst of each other, and the last 42 has been the best. And we did get to go to California early in recovery, and when we were bringing the book back from California in 1983, and we got to meet Jimmy, and that was, you know, that was like a very memorable time. We always talked about him, and Jimmy used to do things like send somebody in our home group a birthday card. So we thought they knew Jimmy, you know, but they didn't. There was somebody, it was like tricks that people would play on each other. And and we'd go to the meeting and show everybody, Jimmy sent me a birthday card. Only to find out it was Brent who sent the card. Signed Jimmy's name to it, you know. So, but when you're you know, 25, 26 years old, clean in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, if you want to meet Jimmy Kay, you know. And so I had the opportunity to do that, and he was a wonderful man. And because of him, I met my sponsor, who was Bob B. for 25 years. And he was he taught me a lot about life and recovery, too. A lot of people have been in my life, passed through. Some people have stayed. Some of my people are here. There's five of them over there that are here cheering me on. And I took a little shit from them about speaking up here today. So I wanted to thank them for reminding me where it came from. And I can always count on them for that. And I do want to always remember where I came from. And for a long time, when I first got here, we did the two-step. We every day got up, I would say, I'm an addict, and I remember where I came from. And the other thing I would do was help another addict. Never mind about the other 10 steps. We just did 1 and 12, and because we hadn't been taught yet about the ones in between. And but we're here to tell the story. And so I'm really grateful to be here, grateful to have a chance to meet some new people. And I did meet Jessica from Long Island earlier today, and I don't know if she's here or not, but she was kind of a newcomer, and was talking to my husband and I about having all the years we have, and sometimes I don't know what to say, you know, except that thank you, you know, thank you for the respect and the love, and for letting us come back, and for being here for us to come back to. Thank you.